Vialkein, Iker Haskolas Hisgalos Satoiro, Hischil Me Avram Vinolvashom, Shoya Roishlama Minim, Varoishlani Moilim. And this is why the real official beginning of the Torah in the world was through Avram Avinu, who is called Roishlama Minim and Roishlani Moilim. He's the one who really started broadcasting Emuna in Hashem to the world, and also he was the first one who was instructed to have a Bris Milah. So note, the two major ingredients we spoke about earlier, Emuna and Bris, Avram Avinu is the one who really founded them. He's the one who started broadcasting Hashem to the world. And the Gemara says in Yumen Kiddushin that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah even before it was officially given to the world. Ki Avraham hoya midosoi chesed, because the midah of Avraham Avinu is chesed, haynu bechinas ahavo vehishtoikikus vekisuf nikdusha. Chesed is synonymous with the midah of Ahava and Hishtekikus of Kedusha. V'yalkein al yodoi ikar hascholas hisgalos ha-toira. Therefore, Avram Avinu, who is this chesed, this bris, and this Hishtekikus of Yisufin, that's why the Torah was able to really get started through him. Ki ikar hisgalos ha-toira hu al yidei ha-Hishtekikus v'kisufin Kedusha. Because the main revelation of Torah only comes about when there is this Ahava and Shtoikikus of Kedusha. That's what shapes and formats the letters of the Torah in a positive way. And it's through Avram Avinu that the letters of the Torah really started taking shape and form, being formed into words, positive words. V'chein shar ha'ovois v'ashvotim, and so too Yitzchok Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, the Shvotim all continued this process. Through their Ahavo and Kisuf and Nigdusha, they helped format and shape the letters of the Torah Ad Shebo Moshe Rabbeinu Shohya Kulay Toiv, until along came Moshe Rabbeinu, whom the Torah describes as pure good, Vatera Oisoi Kitoivu, it says when he was born. Im doiroi shohayu kulam tzadikim, with his generation that are called the doir dea, great, all great tzadikim, at shayidei ha-hishtoikikus v'kisuf n'kdusha shelohem, nishlam kol ha-toira kula. And with their ahavo and hishtoikus of kedusha, they completed the Torah, the shaping of the Torah, ki heim zochu letzayer uletzarev kol oisiyas ha-Torah letoiv. They were zocha to shape and combine all the letters of the Torah to make all the right combinations. Vaydeze zochu heim lekabelas ha-Torah. And that's why they were zocha to officially receive the Torah. Ki yefshel lekabelas ha-Torah kim al yidei ha-hishtoikikus v'kisuf negdusha. Because it's impossible for a Jew to receive the Torah properly without real hishtoikikus and kisuf and kedusha, without yearning and desire. Shaydeze boinim umetstarfim umetzayren oises ha-Torah letoiv. Through this, we build and format and combine the different letters of the Torah into positive things. Vazai yesh lohoises chius, and then the letters come to life. Because letters without vowels are like a goof without a neshama. Then so when you put on the nekudais, you inject life into the letters. Ve'oz yecholan lekablo. And then Klal Yisrael is ready to receive the Torah. I had the zechus recently of traveling, being in Eretz Chutzlaretz, and one of the things that I told over that I've shared many times with people, a beautiful chiddush that I once saw in a sefer. There's a famous Mishnah in Brochus where the Mishnah tells us that if a Jew eats or drinks anything, you have to make a bracha. Everybody knows that. But there's one exception to that. There's one exception where the Mishnah says, Hashoise mayim litzmoi, if a person drinks water when they're thirsty, mevorech shakalim, they make a bracha on it. If a person is not thirsty and they're drinking water, they don't make a bracha on it. Meaning, if a person is drinking water just to swallow a pill, or for other reasons, something is stuck in their throat, they want to dislodge it, they don't make a bracha. That's the wording in the Mishnah. Hashoy semayim litzmoy, He makes a bracha. Now, one of the Mefarshim writes about this, a very interesting thing. We know that the Torah is compared to water. Ein mayim ela Torah. And he says one of the things this Mishnah is teaching us is that when it comes to Torah, when does a person's Torah have a bracha to it? When he's thirsty, when he's yearning, when he has a real, this hishtoikikus, kisufin. He's on empty. A person who's on empty is dying for a drink. They're dying to hear words of Torah. That person's Torah will have a bracha. A person who has this hishtoikikus and kisufin digdusha. And if not, then they drink the water, but it doesn't have a bracha to it. Their Torah doesn't have the true bracha to it. Obviously, this is not a shir in halacha, so we're not going into all the details of the halachas of Birchas Shehakol, but we know that when it comes to water, there definitely is such a concept that there are many poskim that hold that if you're sipping water just to swallow a pill, you do not make any bracha on that water. Some people have in mind bedafka when they're drinking the water, that I'm drinking the water because I want to drink. And then they make a shakal, and then they swallow the pill with it. That's another way of doing it. But technically, al pi halacha, we know that there is such a... The Mishnah makes a point of saying, Hashay semayim litzmoy. V'zeh b'chinas Pesach shehu koidem Shavuos, shumatan Torah. Rav Nosson says, now we understand why the holiday of Shavuos has to be preceded by Pesach. Because first a yid has to dive into the chesed, which is Pesach. Dahainu ahavo v'shtaykikus v'kisuf in the kedusha, which means this deep love and yearning for kedusha. Sheze b'chinas chesed l'avrom. That's the sinyon of chesed l'avrom. Kedei letzayer oisias ha-Torah l'toiv, in order to shape and form and build the letters of the Torah into a bracha, into a positive thing, because the letters can go either way. This is this week's parsha. Re'ei anoichi noisen lefneichem hayoim bracha uklola. Hashem says, look, I'm putting in front of you bracha uklola. Es ha-bracha, if you listen to the Torah, etc. Meaning, again, the shefa, the letters are there. You can shape them and format them into brachos or chas v'shalom klolos, based on your desires. If a person has positive ritzonos, positive hishtaykikus, he shapes the letters of the Torah levracha. And if not, chas v'shalom, it's the opposite. Vaydeze daiko yecholin lekabelas haTorah. And once a person was zoicha to turn on that avo and hishtaykikus tigdusha, that chesed, in order to shape the letters into bracha, into toiva, then we're able to receive the Torah. Now comes Reb Nosson Zal's magic words, paragraph Beis. V'chein b'chol odom u'b'chol zman. This isn't a story of something that happened a few thousand years ago. Otherwise, it wouldn't appear in the Torah. The Torah is not a storybook, and the Torah is not a history book. The word Torah means hoiroa, to teach. Every single thing that appears in the Torah is for us today. So Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein b'chol odom u'b'chol zman. This concept that we described here applies to every single Jew in every single time. Kol echod v'echod, koidim shezoich le'eze hizgalus b'toira, oy le'eze avoida me'avoides Hashem Yisborach. Each and every single Jew, before he can be zoich to a revelation in Torah, or to be zoich to really accomplish something serious in avoides Hashem, kol echod kefima shehu, each person, each and every person on his or her level, shezeo b'chinas kabola satoira, that's what's called kabola satoira. Kabola satoira is when I'm zoicha to a real hizgalu satoira, or when I'm zoicha to do something really serious in avodas Hashem. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael afilu apochoy shebebchusim tzorech lekabel satoira bechol dor vador. Because each and every single Jew, even the lowest person, has to receive the Torah in each and every single generation. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, on the Pasuk in Chumash, Asher onoichi metzavcho hayoim, the Gemara says, Bechol yoim yiyu beinecho kachadoshim, that the Torah should be like new to you each and every single day. You should feel like, I just received the Torah today. So each and every single year is trying to have a Kabbalah HaTorah every single day. Ukumesha Kosovanas. There's another pasuk in Chumash Dvorim where Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Israel, Hayoim Hazeh Nehiyeh Salaom. Today you have become a nation, a people. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh says, Sheyehidoyme Be'enecha Kilu Hayoim Bosa Imoy Bebris, that each and every single Jew, every single day of his life, has to feel as if today he entered into the covenant with Hashem. Today he made a deal with Hashem to be a loyal Jew. Hainu Shekol Echad MiYisrael Kifi Mashe Mekabel Al Atzmoy El Malchus Shamayim, meaning that each and every single Jew, according to how he accepts upon himself Oil Malchus Shamayim, Shemekabel Al Atzmoy Meyato Lechadesh Kanesher Yomav Sheovru B'Choshech, meaning that the person accepts upon himself now, brand new, to start renewing himself, to start living a new life, and to take his life, which till now might have been in darkness, and inject life into it. And the person wants to start fresh now, entering into Torah and Avodah. Ze bechinas kabbalas haTorah etzloi. That is that person's kabbalas haTorah. Each and every single time a person resolves to make a new beginning in Torah, to wake up and start fresh, that's kabbalas haTorah for him. And there's a prerequisite to that. You can only be zoich the kabbalas haTorah if you've preceded with the chesed, with the hishtoikikus, with the kisufim, which is the concept of Pesach. Haynu al yedei hishtoikus v'kisufim d'kedusha shetzorech lahargil atzmoi me'oid sheyiloi kisufim v'hishtoikikus d'kedusha. A Jew has to be in the habit very, very much of always yearning for kedusha. Always, you know, even if he's not in shul, he's not in the yeshiva, he's on a train, he's on a bus, he's walking, he's eating, he's talking to someone, his heart has to be on fire. He's burning. I want to serve Hashem. I want to do mitzvahs. I want to learn. I want to daven. I want to do chesed. I want to give tzedakah. He has to have those thoughts burning inside of him 24/7. All the time, as much as he can. And we're all human. We're in a world with of darkness, an olam hasheker, where the Yetzer Hara distracts us every once in a while. The second a person realizes that he was distracted, you grab those reins on that horse and you schlep him back on track. You put that brain back in place. And again, I'm focused again. I remember what I'm here for. I'm here to serve Hashem. I'm here to come close to Hashem. I'm here to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs, and that's what I want. And even if I'm not doing it right now because of my circumstances, I don't have a sefer with me, I'm tired. So what? I can't do it, but I could want to do it. That desire could be billions of degrees hot. You know, I'm on fire for Hashem. That the person should be yearning and with incredible desire to Hashem all the time. When will I be zeche to really come close to Hashem? To get out of the low level that I'm on right now, and to really enter into the kedusha, lo shuvei lev hisbor, to do tshuva, utzrichin lo hoitzi bapeh hakisufim v'shteikus v'agun dekedusha kanal. And Rabbi Nezal says over there that it's not enough to have this desire burning inside of you. You have to express it. You have to verbalize it. And when that person has his hispoidus, his tefillah, his Torah, when he starts cranking out those desires into words, he's mamish forming and shaping the Torah. Letoiv, livracha. Ve'oz zoichin lebechinas kabolas haTorah, kefi ha'hishtoikus v'kisukin du'sha shayeloi. And then, according to how much, according to the quality and quantity of hishtoikikus and kisufin that he had, that's what determines what level kabbalah satoira he has. Hainu shezoicha achakach be'emes sheyismalei ritzoinoi. He's zoicha to have Hashem fulfill his desire. Sheyizgel kabbalah satoira. He's zoicha to receive the Torah. Meaning, what's called kabbalah satoira? Dehainu lekayim es kol divrei haTorah be'emes. Meaning, he's zoicha to get to a level where he can fulfill the whole Torah, to really fulfill the whole Torah. Sheze ikar bechinas kabolas haTorah. That's the true definition of this term, kabolas haTorah. What is kabolas haTorah? I'm accepting the Torah. I'm accepting to fulfill the Torah. I'm ready to do everything I can and to fulfill every single part of the Torah. There's a pasuk, we'll see if Rav Nosson Zal will quote it, an incredible pasuk in Tehillim, where Dovra Melch says, Cham libi bekirbi, my heart is warm, is on fire inside of me. Behagigi, when I think of Hashem, when I think of what I want, tivar eish, it burns with a fire, a super fire. Dibarti belishoini, and that's what I express with my tongue. Those are the words that come out of my mouth. That's this fire that starts up in the heart. The heart is the place of that, of the chamimus, and it can go either way. If a person isn't busy directing that fire to the good, the Yetzirah will grab that fire and he'll pull it in the opposite direction. The Yetzirah, one of the names of the Yetzirah is, he's called Chom. The Zohar HaKadosh says, the mechamim gufei debarnash. He heats up the person's body with fire of sin, a passion of sin. So if a person doesn't direct his passion, he doesn't channel the passion into Torah and to Yiddishkeit, beware, that Malach will grab it and he'll reroute it, he'll put it in the other direction. And this is where we have this posuk, Cham libi bekirbi, bagigi tivaresh, tibarti bilashoini. This is what Hispoidus is all about. This is what Tefillah is all about. A person, a Jew, is supposed to turn up that fire inside of them to a real passion which bursts out through his mouth. It crashes out through his mouth in the Diburim of Tefillah. And then that has the power to wipe out all of his enemies, all of the sitra achras, all the klipois that block the person's tefillah from being accepted, and to have his tefillah reach the highest places. There's another pasuk that we say in the tefillah Friday night from Tehillim, Eish lefonov telech uselahit sovet sorov. There's a fire that goes before the person, and it burns away like a flamethrower. It burns away all his enemies. That's this fire that's shooting out of his mouth. When a Yid is zeicher to daven like a Jew, with his slavus tikdusha, with fire, that fire has the power to destroy all the enemies, and again, to form and shape the letters of the Torah into a bracha, and to get that person to be zeicher to fulfill the whole Torah. V'alkein, paragraph Gimel, V'alkein, ikar b'chinas Pesach, hualidei tikkun abris. And this is why the main concept of Pesach, the holiday of Pesach, was dependent on Tikkun HaBris, which is what allowed Klal Yisrael to be taken out of Mitzrayim. Ki b'leil Yitzias Mitzrayim nimoilu kulam. Because on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's when all of Klal Yisrael had a bris milah. Kama shekosov, as it says, kol orei lo yoichel boy. Any Jew who didn't have a bris milah wasn't entitled to eat from the Korban Pesach. Kaidei tikkun habris zoichen le'elu hakisufin v'shtoikikus digdusha shein b'chinas chesed emezgala b'puma de'ima. Because through tikkun habris, a person is zoiche to have these yearnings. When a person is steeped in pegam habris, they don't have these deep desires for Hashem and everything. The more a Jew is zoiche to battle the battle of tikkun habris and to try to be religious in tikkun habris, that's what allows that fire to get turned on inside of him, a fire for Yiddishkeit, a fire for Hashem. Bechinas, chesed demizgala bepuma d'ima. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says. This refers to the chesed that's revealed in the mouth of the mother, referring to the sphere of Bina over there. Sheze bechinas Pesach. Now, this is tied into the holiday of Pesach, because Yitzias Mitzrayim was accomplished through Bina. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times in the Torah, corresponding to the concept of the 50 gates of Bina. Valkei Nikra Pesach, and this is why this holiday is called Pesach. What does the word Pesach mean? The Arizal says, Bechinas Pesach, the mouth speaks. Because it's not enough for a person to be a cardiac Jew, to have Hashem in his heart. I think about Hashem all the day and I have him deep, deep embedded in my heart. That's not enough. He has to express those desires verbally. He's got to put it into words. Ledaber velosiach beped daiko. He's got to express these desires verbally. Es kol hakisufin dekdusha shebeliboy. All of these kisufin, like that pasuk, cham libi bekirbi bagi yitivareish dibarti belashoni. The tachlis is to bring it out in your mouth. It's like a person starting up a car and never putting it into drive. Starting it and flooring it and riving it, riving, 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 and he forgets to put it into drive. He ain't going to go very far. And through the Tikkun HaBris that the Yidden was zeicher to, then we know bris leads to emuna. Ubrisi ne'emenes loy, the pasuk says. Sheze hoyo ikar yitzias Mitzrayim. That was one of the main accomplishments of yitzias Mitzrayim. Sheheeminu b'Hashem. That the Yidden was zeichet to believe in Hashem. V'yotzu achro v'lamidbar. They followed Hashem into the desert. K'may Shom Razal, as the Mechilta says, kedai heim. That Hashem says the Jewish people and the faith that they showed in me in leaving Egypt and going into the desert with me, that makes them worthy of all the blessings and all the good things. This is the famous pasuk in Yirmiyah. Zocharti loch chesed neurayich. Hashem says, I remember the chesed of your youth. Ahavas keluloisayich, the deep love that you had in our kesher, in our relationship. Lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo zarua, that you were willing to follow me into the desert, into a land that wasn't planted at all. Sheze ne'emar al yitzias Mitzrayim. That pasuk is talking about the Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim. She'eminu b'Hashem v'holchu achro b'midbar. She'kol ze zoichen ha'idei tikkun ha'bris she'zochu az. Through the tikkun ha'bris that they had, that's what turned on in them this yearning, this desire for Hashem, this faith in Hashem, this willingness to follow Hashem anywhere. She'idei ze zoichen lechesed v'ava. Through bris, a person is zoichet to chesed and ava. Bechinas kisuf nigdusha. Now we know bris is yesoid. Yesoid is the bottom one of the set of the six spheroids. Chesed through yesoid. When a person is zoichet to tikkun ha'bris, he's buying into that package. Vezeo bechinas chesed neurayich. Ahavas kluloisayach daika. Rav Nosson says, look at the words in the pasuk. Chesed and ava. Chesed neurayich. That's this deep yearning and desire of Kedusha. This is what the whole holiday of Pesach is about. This Bechin of Chesed Lavrom. And this is why the pasuk says, you followed me into the desert, into the wilderness. Because Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Moharan that when a person zoche to shleimus to emuna, then their travels are beseder. The drachim get the tikkun they need. Because through shleimus to emuna, tikkun to emuna, then the stars and the heavenly spheres all shine properly. And that helps the person be saved from any delays in their travel, any problems in travel. This is why the pasuk says there, lechtech, you followed me, you walked with me into the desert. Lechtech daika. Because through the faith that they showed in Hashem, and they walked with Hashem into the midbar, that's how they were zochu to be mesaking the derech, v'heir lohem Hashem yizborach haderech loleches b'midbar. And Hashem shined a path for us to be able to guide us through the desert. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, af osim b'midbar derech. Hashem says, I even made a path for you, a road for you in the midbar. U'k'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'Hashem hoylech lifneyam yoimom lanchoysam haderech. That Hashem went before us to guide us, to clear a path. Ki tikkun hadrochim hu al yedei emuna. Because the tikkun hadrochim is accomplished through emuna. through that Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdoi that the Yidden showed when they came out of Mitzrayim.